Preparing to delve in 3, 2, 1.
You know, I never stopped to consider how many podcast hosts might have died down here already. Maybe I should really look over in that dark corner. I have a feeling that something... Oh, hi! How are you doing? Having a perfectly lovely day down here in the Cytania Mine. Thank you for joining me. I wasn't having any dark or disturbing thoughts about the explorers that might have been here before. Hey! Today I thought we would do a little bit of a change of pace and talk about a game that I played a little while back that I never really got a chance to dig into. And I thought that it was a good opportunity because it also lets me talk about a genre that I happen to enjoy that we really haven't covered on this particular show, which is the walking simulator, or narrative games, as I think a more appropriate term is. Although, maybe you find walking simulator to be a more accurate description. But the thing is, I feel like that's a bit of a misnomer. There are definitely members of this genre where walking is basically what you do. Dear Esther is probably the most quintessential form of that. There's really, literally nothing you do besides walk in that game. I would say What Remains of Edith Finch, the game I wanted to talk about on this episode, though, has a little bit more going for it, and definitely gives you more interactivity than some of the other members of this group of games. So let's just start with the concept. In this game, you play Edith Finch, who is the last remaining member of the Finch family. And she is coming back to her family's very eccentric and overbuilt house to sort of uncover her lineage, because she's pregnant and she wants to kind of know the full story of what happened to all of her relatives and mostly how they died, because maybe it will be useful to her child one day. Mostly because there's this idea that the Finch family is literally cursed. And you kind of understand that as you go through the game, because what happens next is a series of vignettes that are all very stylish and fitting to each individual character that they are talking about, where you get to basically see how they all died inside their own heads, through their own eyes. And that seems like it would be incredibly scary, but it's actually done in such an artistic way that it is not meant to be basically visions of death, just sort of the perspectives of those characters and what the last moments for them on this earth were. It gives you a real, very immersive experience into their lives and who they were, and in some ways, the problems, the troubles that they were going through. For instance, the first vision that you get in this game is through a young girl who has a very active imagination, but you get the feeling like she is sick. Maybe no one in the house really knows how sick she is, but she is imagining herself in different animals. And so you're going through her imagination, transforming into these different animals until she eventually becomes like this undersea monster, eating everything she can because she just can't stop eating, which you get the feeling is probably the reason why she eventually dies. That this is something that just constantly makes her hungry, which, you know, when you look at the time period, I kept thinking maybe they were talking about consumption or something like that. Then there's another one where you have kind of the young actress who was known as basically a scream queen. She was known for her famous scream, and her story at the end is told through these comic book panels that are sort of like a Penny Dreadful sort of adventure, which eventually leads to, obviously, her death, but it's all done in that very stylish cel-shaded look and feel. Then you get to, like, her uncle, who worked as a fish cannery, and you're going through his imagination of processing fish, but as he's processing fish, his imagination wanders, and you start to see these different paths open up As he's like floating a boat down the ocean and going on these kind of adventures in his head while he's doing this very menial work. Flip books that show different slides, essentially, of her like great-great-grandparents that eventually lead to how they ended. And the game is not particularly long. I would say it's only a couple hours, maybe three if you're trying to get all the achievements and everything, which is what you normally see from a lot of games in this genre, but it is a well-spent few hours. In terms of story and character development, they do such a good job of really letting you inhabit each one of these characters for brief moments in time and get a real sense that Edith is trying to understand everything that has happened to them, possibly to explain this to her unborn child, possibly to sort of come to grips with the fact that she is very likely to meet an untimely death as well, which also kind of has a little bit of what could be considered a grimdark atmosphere. But they do it in such a stylish way and with such interesting mechanisms to tell each individual story that I think you will find it to be more introspective than dark. This eventually leads to the ending, and I'm not going to give too much away about the ending. Maybe one of the videos that I'll show you is actually going to be a spoiler video, which is showing you what the end of the game is, if you want to see it. But if not, all I can really tell you is that it kind of, in some ways, ends where it begins, which I think is a really interesting way of looking at that story. And if you're going to have a narrative game, it better be good on its narrative. If its narrative is bad, then it has failed at the one thing that it's trying to do. What Remains of Edith Finch definitely succeeds in the department that it is going for. It might not do a lot of things. It might not be a gigantic, epic game. But the thing that it concentrates on doing, it does incredibly well. But what I think of narrative games as are really good, almost palate cleansers between epic games. If you've just been playing like 100 hours in a Borderlands 3 or a Skyrim or a Fallout or a World of Warcraft and you're like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore right now. I want to do something different. Maybe one of these kinds of games is really going to scratch an itch that you haven't gotten scratched by those other games, even though it's only going to take you a few hours to really play. If I were to tell you that there's problems associated with the game, obviously the length is one of those issues. The replayability aspect, there really isn't any. It's not like you're going to have a new game plus and, oh, well, now Edith's equipped with a flamethrower. No, they don't have those sort of things. The story is the story. You play through it, and it only goes the one way. It's not quite the same as, like, in a Telltale game where things might change a little bit over the different episodes. This is pretty straightforward. The story is the story every single time. There's also not a lot of exploration involved. It's fairly linear. You are going through the house, but there's really only one path that you're going through, kind of looping back in on itself as you're going through the game. But again, it's not about those elements. It is about something else. It's about telling a great story about interesting characters. And in some ways, the what could be morbid, but is actually far more introspective and interesting storyline about how these characters spend their final days. Because of all of that, if you have not played a narrative game before, this is actually a really great starting point for you and is very engaging, has a little bit more meat on the bones than some of the other games in its genre. It was created by Giant Sparrow. Now, they actually created a game before this called The Unfinished Swan, which I also played, and is a terrific game, actually has some platforming elements to it, but is still, I would say, a narrative game. I would still put it into that category, but does have a little bit more exploration involved in it as well. But this is, in terms of storyline, far richer than The Unfinished Swan. And it is shorter, but it is a very good use of your time. You get a lot out of those few hours and it's very immersive for the time that you spend with it. So this is the point where I talk about other games that are similar to What Remains of Edith Finch, and I would say, though, you know, if you're looking to pick up something that's in this genre, you really can't go wrong with this entry, but there are definitely some other examples that I can give you that you might want to check out if you've either played this already, or maybe the idea of watching every member of a family live their last day on Earth doesn't appeal to you. Well, that's okay. I got some other examples. I am going to try to avoid the episodic games where there's like a lot of dialogue choices. I kind of consider that a whole different thing. I really want to talk about games that are very, very similar to this in particular. So I'm not going to tell you about like the Telltale games that are worth playing, or like Life is Strange, which is very good, mind you. But if we're looking at something that's closer to this particular game, the example that pops off the top of my head is Firewatch, which is a really interesting game where you are a fire lookout named Henry. This is the first time that you've ever done this job, but you kind of needed to get away from your life for reasons that become more clear as the game goes on. And you are in Shoshone National Park in 1989, and you are going around this wooded area and kind of going from one little mission to another. The only person that you're really communicating with during this time is this woman on the other end of a walkie-talkie, and this is pretty much your sole relationship in the game, so at times it feels very sparse and lonely. But it's also an incredibly vibrant world that Campo Santo put together for this game, and the dialogue and the character development and the mystery that he eventually uncovers the dark secret underneath all of this really does make it worth playing, even though, again, it's not a particularly long game. If you're looking for something that might establish a little bit more tension, has a little bit more of a spooky atmosphere, although it's not like it's full of jump scares or anything like that, I would recommend Gone Home. In that particular game, you play Katie, and she is coming home from overseas to her family's new home. She's supposed to be there to meet her sister while her parents are out, but her sister is not there. And so now the game is basically about you kind of opening up this house that is definitely closed down, and opening up the different areas to try and figure out what happened to your sister. It can feel a little bit claustrophobic just because you're inside of that house, but it is very similar in tone in that regard to What Remains of Edith Finch, because you are, again, a young woman going through a house to uncover a mystery. And so that's kind of interesting. This was done by Fulbright Company, and apparently what they did before this was actually Bioshock 2 Minerva's Den. That is the thing that they had worked on before, which was actually a very nice little DLC. And then the last one I would give as an example is one that just came out last year, and it was ranked toward the top of my best games of 2019. I ranked them all from best to worst. This was actually toward the top. Called After Party, which came from Night School Studios. Previously, they had done Oxenfree, also a good game. But After Party is a very tongue-in-cheek and way quirkier game. It has some very funny dialogue and almost a snarky atmosphere where you're basically playing these two friends that have, died unexpectedly, and now they have to go through hell to try and win a drinking competition with the devil. And it uses Night School's interesting little dialogue tree to basically make decisions in the game, and it has a little bit more almost of an adventure game kind of genre, similar to almost Monkey Island or something like that because of the way it's structured. But it's all about making dialogue decisions. That's really where the gameplay comes in. Really interesting little ride that they take you on there, and has a very nice storyline that takes you to this very different world that is very enjoyable to play through. Okay, so that's where the end of this particular narrative ends, and now you get to go off and start a narrative all of your own. This has been about as much time as you normally spend with narrative games, so hey, there's that. It's almost like you got a free narrative game from me. Isn't that fun? No? Where are you going? Oh, I see what you're doing. You're walking away. Very on brand for this episode. I'll see you next time then? Hello? You didn't answer.